Full Service Radio is proudly supported and hosted by Simplecast, the easiest way for a podcast creator to publish and distribute audio on the internet. For more information, visit simplecast.com.
Full Service Radio.
Everyone. Oh, that was some new exciting full service intro music. Jack, thank you so much. Well, hello everyone. Welcome to Direct Message with A Creative DC. We're live on Full Service Radio, broadcasting from the lobby of the Line Hotel in Adams Morgan in Washington, D.C. As always, I'm your host. I'm Morgan West. I am founder and director of the A Creative DC Project. So you may have seen us on IG and Twitter. We're at A Creative DC. We promote creative community and creative economy in the digital realm. So we have a 1.2 million strong hashtag feed on social, on Instagram in particular, meaning that when you scroll through that content, you're accessing perspective on and from this city, from people and projects who populate it digitally and, of course, IRL. So we work to shift perception of creative Washington, D.C., right? So what that looks like, you know, it's not just the federal government. We are so far from that. And, you know, we could certainly not shift perception alone. It's way too big of a job to do. So for us, our role is we're here to amplify community created content that goes into the A Creative DC hashtag feed. And this podcast is one of the new media ways in which we do that. And so it's Wednesday, January 23rd, 2019, and today's episode is a little solo situation. It's a little quick little episode. We do these from time to time. We're sharing a few specific people, projects, ideas, happenings, etc., that we have found recently on and through the A Creative DC feed that we think you should have on your radar too. And so off we go. Let's just jump right in. So first up today, I want to talk about Broccoli City and I want to talk about Broccoli Bar. So my guess is that a whole lot of you are super familiar with Broccoli City. Their mission is to help build thriving urban communities that sustain future generations by mobilizing and educating urban millennials through social impact. Through social impact campaigns and major events. So what does that mean? We're going to break it down. Basically, these guys are just all about engaging their community in fun, awesome, exciting ways for kind of a larger purpose, right? So that larger purpose is they want to create higher standards of sustainable living. You know, they want to have healthy food available for everyone. They are really into environmental sustainability. And again, community engagement is just like the biggest piece for them. So again, they do incredible activations that, you know, all work towards that mission. The biggest, of course, you probably have this on your radar. If not, you must. It's the annual Broccoli City Festival. So you can check that out at bcfestival.com. The 2019 lineup is insane. I'm not even going to get into it. We could spend the entire half hour just talking about that. But throughout the year, Broccoli City is just constantly activating, constantly keeping their audience engaged and inspired. And their latest activation, this is a big one, is Broccoli Bar. So it's a collaboration with And Pizza, which is a homegrown kind of, you know, pizza joint, fast casual. It's really good, by the way. And this Broccoli Bar, this partnership with And Pizza and Broccoli City is located on 7th Street in Shaw. So it just opened in October, which I know October feels like it was 1 second ago and also like it was 15 years ago, but it was not that long ago. So they've only been open since October. And Broccoli Bar is really, it's an extension of the Broccoli City mission. And really, I think the thing I'm most excited about from my perspective, it's a place for them to kind of centralize their year-round programming. So they do programming all over the city. They've done a ton of Blind Wino. You know, they've had the festival at various locations throughout DC. But now they've kind of got a home base. So I'm fresh off an event last night at Broccoli Bar. I joined the amazing Brittany Johnson. If you're not familiar with her work, she's just so incredible. She's all about news and media, and she is at B, letter B, dot on, O-N, dot Top, T-O-P. That's her on Instagram. And she's at Brit, B-R-I-T-T, on top on Twitter. I sat down with her last night for a hashtag broccoli talk about career and all about a creative DC. It was so wonderful of them to have me. And I'm in such excellent company of people that they've interviewed so far for this series. So broccoli talks, they're conversations from speakers about social entrepreneurship, education, tech, creativity, et cetera, et cetera. Really, they're really focused on increasing audience diversity and engaging with Howard University, which of course is just right up the road from them. These talks are really meant to empower, encourage, and educate their consumers and their community. So they are doing these bi-monthly events. Again, they've had just incredible speakers. I'm so happy to have taken part last night. I just am such a fan of everything Broccoli City does. And I want to shout out one of their past speakers. It's actually one of our friends at A Creative DC. His name is Mikkel Clark. So Mikkel Clark is author of Keep It 100. He's at Mikkel C. Clark on Instagram. That's M-I-C-H-E-L-L-C Clark, C-L-A-R-K, on IG. But again, really just keep an eye on Broccoli City. They just do such incredible activations throughout the year. The festival is like the icing on the cake, but they are at Broccoli City, spelled just like it sounds. And again, keep an eye on Be On Top on IG, because she's going to be telling you all about the schedule and who's coming up. And they are just so great. I cannot recommend them more. All right, everybody. So if you're just joining us, this is Direct Message with A Creative DC. I am Morgan West. I'm founder of A Creative DC, and it's a project that serves to highlight DC perspectives across new media. So today we're talking about some projects on our radar right now. We pulled these right out of the 1.2 million strong A Creative DC hashtag feed. And we started off by talking about Broccoli Bar, which, by the way, we didn't mention. Broccoli Bar, this collaboration between Broccoli City and Ann Pizza, they're feeding furloughed government workers every single day until 10 a.m., from 10 a.m. until 6 p.m. for free. And related, because there's a lot of furlough conversation going on right now, we're going to talk about a project called Pay It Furloughed. So Pay It Furloughed, you can check that out at payitfurloughed.com. Unfortunately, I think we are all now so familiar with the word furlough that I don't have to spell it, but I'm going to anyways. Pay It Furloughed is F-U-R-L-O-U-G-H-E-D, payitfurloughed.com. So what this project is doing is very simple. They are buying local craft brews for federal employees impacted by the government shutdown. So basically, you can log on, you can donate to a beer fund. So basically, folks who are furloughed or working without pay, they can get a craft beer at a local participating brewery. That's awesome in and of itself, but the flip side of that is that these small businesses, these breweries, these homegrown, locally owned breweries who have been hit hard by the shutdown, they also get some relief. And of course, because there's like a really fun kind of sense of humor throughout of all of this, they're like, and you feel awesome. So it's a win-win-win. All right, so the team behind Pay It Furloughed, food writer Nevin Martell and Mess Hall Food Incubator founder Al Goldberg, they are really moving and shaking with this. It launched pretty recently. It's a very feel-good situation, right? And it's been picked up by national news outlets. And as of today, over 3,000 beers have been donated to the beer fund. So really, like, let's take 2 seconds and just really think about what that means. That means there have been over 3,000 transactions with local breweries who are otherwise hit hard by this shutdown. So we say this every week. I said it at the top of the show, but there are so many people in projects in DC who are really working to shift the rhetoric that DC is just government buildings. You know, so not only are there full furloughed workers in DC and across the country, but there are real businesses and real people here who are being impacted by this shutdown in ways that aren't necessarily, you know, kind of like at the top of the pile of things to think about. So Pay It Furloughed is just a great project that really reinforces that idea. It's definitely worth checking out. Again, payitfurloughed.com. And you can find it all across social at Pay It Furloughed. Also worth mentioning, I think they've partnered with PBR, and tomorrow is like Pay It Furloughed Day across the country. So, you know, kudos to these guys for really kind of rallying around one of DC's kind of little sectors of the creative economy. So thank you guys for doing that. All right. So speaking of finding things on social, if you're just listening in, this is Direct Message with A Creative DC. And I'm Morgan West. I am founder of At A Creative DC. And we use social media to lend visibility to a whole array of creative projects and people across the city. And one of the ways that we go IRL in real life is through our Brooklyn studio space. So if you caught our last episode, you're in the know. So we're going to keep this short, but you should listen to that too, because that's a really great interview with DC artist Maps Glover. Maps is our artist in residency right now over in our Brooklyn studio in Northeast. So at Maps Glover, which is where you can check out his work on Instagram, creates work inspired by human behavior, pervasive social issues, and observation. Maps works across mediums. Again, he's in studio at A Creative DC Brooklyn right now through January 31st. Maps is there working on a series of 27 paintings leading up to his 27th birthday in February. And Maps is showing work and selling work all throughout this residency. So he had an open house last week. He's got one more event that's open to the public that is on January 31st from 6 until 9 p.m. So our studio is located on the Arts Walk at Monroe Street Market in Northeast. You can get all of the information about the residency, about Maps's work, et cetera, studio location. We are at acreativedc.com/maps-glover. If you go to our homepage at acreativedc, there's a really easy link to more information about that residency and right to that page. And really, please stay tuned to at Maps Glover on IG. He's been sending transmissions throughout his time in the space. He's had a lot of really amazing visitors. He's kind of activated the space in really fun, exciting ways, and we're proud to have him there. So Maps, thank you for your listening out there. And lastly, to all of you listening out there, we do want to share a little love for one of our full service radio time slot neighbors. And that's how we're going to end this very special, very quick episode dedicated to just a few things that are on our radar. Melissa Jones hosts Edible Activist. Edible Activist is a podcast where dynamic people of color in the food and agriculture space share personal food journeys, stories, and perspectives that stem from the land. Hosted by Melissa L. Jones, she interviews a diverse group of everyday growers, farmers, artists, healers, and other extraordinary individuals who exemplify activism in their own edible way. All right, so Melissa's amazing. She is at Food Talks DC, FOODTALKSDC on Instagram. You can listen into the podcast at edibleactivist.directmessage.org. And we walked by today, and her episode today actually featured Jerry Evans of Turning Natural Juice Company. Jack is holding up some juice in the booth. We are big fans over here at A Creative DC. We're so happy to have partnered back in the day with Jerry on our anthology series. She's just so incredible and doing amazing work in terms of food access. And also the juices are great. So listen, make sure to take a little bit of time to dig into Edible Activist. Again, it's just the show is amazing, but in particular, we're so excited to listen. I'm so excited myself to listen to this most recent episode with Turning Natural founder Jerry Evans. All right, folks. Well, that's it. That's it for today. Thank you so much for listening in as we gave this little rundown of a few of the projects and happenings from the A Creative DC hashtag feed. So with 1.2 million pieces of content in there, it is a daunting challenge, but also a deep privilege to really get to dive into it and just continually discover so many of the amazing things that just make DC, DC, that make this city what it is and such an amazing place to live. And so to close things out, you can follow along with A Creative DC on Instagram, on Twitter, and on Facebook at A Creative DC. And we are online at www.acreativedc.com. This project would not exist without perspective outside of our own. We never want to go without saying that. Big thanks to our friends and partners at Full Service Radio, Jack Inslee. Thank you for producing this episode. You can follow along with all things Full Service at fullserviceradio.org, at Full Service Radio on Instagram, and at Full Service RDO on Twitter. We are here in studio every other Wednesday. I'm Morgan West, and this has been Direct Message with A Creative DC. Oh.
thanks for listening to this program on Full Service Radio, broadcasting and recording from the Line Hotel in Adams Morgan, Washington, D.C. Full Service Radio programming can be accessed live and archived on fullserviceradio.org. Our talk programming is available on most podcast apps like iTunes and Stitcher, and our DJ sets are available on mixcloud.com/fullserviceradio.